Welcome to the NTB 360 podcast. I'm very excited to have on the owners of Wild West Connect, Blake, Sarah. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to come on the podcast.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you guys have a very interesting background, to say the least. We have people from all, you know, backgrounds and lifestyles and different career paths and things like that. So if you guys don't mind, tell me a little bit about yourselves, where you live, and you know, what you guys do currently outside of owning your business.
I grew up on a ranch outside of Hereford, Colorado, just a mile south of the Wyoming border. So I'm a little foreigner from Cheyenne, I guess, if you will. But it's a 100-year ranch.
Wow.
Did cattle mainly, a little bit of farming. So that's, I don't know, I grew up there, went to school in Sterling, kind of went all over Fort Collins, moved around a lot, and then decided to come back home in 2018 and been there since, and met Blake in 2018 as well. And so it's great. We have the same similar backgrounds, but he's into farming. His family is. So, yeah.
Well, I love that. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Sarah. And then what about you, Blake?
So I'm from Pine Bluffs, Wyoming, fourth generation farm. My grandpa started that. My great grandpa started that. So my dad's still doing it, and I help him as much as I can. I work for the big neighbor farmer, big organic farmer. And I live in Fort Collins a little bit right out of high school. I've never gone to college. I've just always made sure I had a job. I got a daughter that's in college now, so she's doing a lot more than I ever have as far as college stuff. So she always rubs that into my face a little bit, which is good, and I'm super proud of her. And one thing I taught her is a hard work ethic. You know, at the farm that I work at, we work 72 hours a week during the summer. It's Monday through Saturday, 7 to 7. And then harvest times, you know, we could work 100 hours a week pretty easy. So, you know, just, you need to just work hard. And so she got that from me. And, you know, Sarah and I found out about the NTV 360 model, and we love doing it. Mm-hmm. We're so glad we found this, and we have a great support staff with everyone that works at NTV 360.
Well, we're really happy you chose us, and you know, obviously the hard work thing, that definitely resonates. But I think it's fair to say, you know, going from farming to digital advertising, digital billboards, probably not the typical transition, right? Like just kind of usually, right? But for you guys, why digital advertising? Why indoor billboards? What led you guys to choosing this over other opportunities, things like that, when you're looking to start your business?
It was a simple Google search. You know, mm-hmm. We found you guys. It was a cold, windy day in March in Wyoming, and we were on my couch, and we were looking up franchises. And you guys were on the top 10. And, you know, we looked up vending machines and UPS stores and stuff like that. Well, that'd take 100% of our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And with this model, we can run it from our phones, essentially. You know, you don't have to go out and babysit a billboard. So, and we found out that, you know, we were introverts. We are, but we can be extroverted introverts. Mm-hmm. So, and just going out and having conversations and getting to know the community has been very fun. And that's we realized that turn those conversations into sales and then be able to promote their business around our territory. And then build our territory up. And the more we built up our territory, the better opportunity we have for sales. So that's
that.
And we love doing it.
Well, I love that. And Sarah, would you say, you know, before you ever got into this, that you love doing sales? If anybody, so what's led you guys now? Obviously, you guys do, you know, are very successful. What has led you guys, you know, kind of to Blake's point, to have these conversations and be able to make sales? You know, what does that transition look like for you, and how comfortable do you feel now in that kind of stuff?
It took me some time to get comfortable in there, because I kept thinking of more of a sales, you know, like a car salesman. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be, there's no way I could do that. But if you think of it as just a normal conversation, you are helping the business grow or whatever is needed for them. It's more about helping them and figuring out the avenues of what's best for them. It might not be the advertising on our screens. It might be actually a website, but mm-hmm. just trying to figure out which direction to go. And I love just talking to people now, you know, I mean, I definitely need my alone time. And I'm like, okay, I'm done with people right now. But it's a lot of fun, and getting to know the community and knowing some of the businesses we didn't know were there, and they've been there for 20 years. They're like, oh, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
It definitely is. And I love what you said there, because sales is helping, right? Like that's,
yeah.
At the end of the day, it is. And I think to your point, you know, a lot of people think of sales as like this Wolf of Wall Street, you know, hardcore, whether it's car salesman or, you know, I'm going to, you know, cold call all these people. It's not like that. Especially not when you actually want to make a connection. And this is such a relationship business, right? So with you guys, you know, to your point of being now involved, learning that there's businesses that you didn't even know existed and interacting with the entire community, how did you guys go from starting this, getting that first screen up or working towards that to now having all these screens across, you know, your entire territory? Can you guys kind of take me through what that process has looked like as you scaled the business?
So the very first important thing we did was we got Jeff involved, you know, Jeff going around and helping us get the first, 9 signed agreements, which then turned into 12 because those business owners had other businesses. That was a key for us. Not only just getting those first screens up, but the fact that he showed us how to just walk into the place like you almost own the place and just find the owner or manager and have that conversation and have a good conversation, you know. And then I realized also, you know, maybe add a couple of dad jokes in there. And if I can get people to smile and laugh, I have their attention more and they can trust me more, I found out. There've been a couple of people that never laughed and they were never a client. So, and I don't know, there must be a correlation there. So, but then the growing part is after we put up that first 12 screens, we loved that feeling, you know, and there is something about a sales high. When I'm in the tractor during the summer, Sarah will call me and she's like, well, she texts me first because I never know what I'm doing. Can I call you? I'm like, yeah. And she's just ecstatic because she made a sale. And you get this buzz like you had like 3 Red Bulls. And we're not even energy drink people. And, like, you know, you just get that buzz. And you almost want to just replicate that because it feels so good. And then, you know, just everybody's so happy to see us when we walk back into our host location. They're like, oh, there you guys are. I haven't seen you in a little while. And, you know, let's do an ad revision or – and just so happy to see us because we're promoting them around our territory.
I love that. And how many screens do you guys have now?
We have 47 up. We have one host agreement that's not signed, but he's going to sign on.
So pretty dang close to 50.
Yeah.
First off, congrats to you guys on your success thus far. I know you're continuing to grow and scale. But did that kind of happen organically? I guess I'll direct this to you, Sarah. Did that happen organically as you guys, you know, went about things, or did you guys have a very strict plan to get to this point?
It seemed like we would try to plan and then it never, like we'd get part of it done. But yeah, it seems like things would just all of a sudden happen where we get a referral. Referrals have worked great for us. Or somebody would call out of the blue or email or something like that. So it just kind of, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. Just happened.
Just kind of that snowball to an avalanche type of thing.
Yep. And there were some places we for sure wanted. Like there was a restaurant that we tried to get at the first year, I think. And now we finally got him, you know, 3 years later, you know, 2.5 or whatever. So it's interesting how it kind of ebbs and flows. And you can try to plan for certain businesses like doctor's offices and stuff. But you just kind of have to wait a little bit more, grow the business a little bit more. I feel like it's kind of strategic as well.
And what does that look like as you guys have gotten bigger, right? So obviously day one, you walk in, you know, you're, well, let's connect. No one knows that. You just started, right? How would they, right? But now I imagine you guys walk in and they're probably like, oh yeah, I've seen you here. Does that happen quite a bit? And what has it been like for you guys now, not only from the experience and the confidence, that stuff alone of doing this, but just from having that presence around the community, how has that helped you guys continue to land host advertisers, things like that?
Big time, yeah.
It's helped a lot. You know, a lot of people reach out because they see our screens and our names are all over the screens with our numbers. So we'll get texts and emails or phone calls and how do I get on this screen?
Mm-hmm.
So just, I think the screen presence has helped us significantly. And then being able to offer more than just they're like, well, what else do you have? And like, well, is it billboards the only thing? No, we can do anything. We can make you a logo. We can get you a geofencing campaign, Google Business Profile. Like, we have so many more tools in the toolbox, especially when we first started. There was a limited amount of DMS products, and now we have so much more, and we have a full sheet to offer. Like, no, we're a full-fledged marketing company. Like, where do you want to be seen? You want to be seen on YouTube? Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, we do Hulu ads, and we did find out that's super expensive. But we tell everybody, we have everything. We can make you, you know, $100 logo. We get you on a $30,000 Hulu ad, and we have everything in the middle.
Yeah.
So we can satisfy your needs in any which way.
And with having obviously this billboard network, it's kind of like the cart before the horse sometimes, right? In terms of how you're able to stand out and really get their attention. Are you guys presenting all these products and services as one at one time on the front end, or are you kind of leading with the screens? How does that work for you guys?
We always lead with the screens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's, you know, we found a lot of success on, I follow a lot of local Facebook groups. We've made a lot of money off Facebook, whether it's us advertising ourselves on there or me just keeping an eye on the local Facebook group, someone promoting themselves. If someone's on there promoting themselves, they need to be promoted even more. So I'll just shoot them a message on Messenger. And then we've gotten new clients because I reached out to them, whether it's a host location or an advertiser.
And I get a ton of questions on that from people that aren't, you know, franchisees or anything yet. And they say, well, what about lead generation? Where do I get leads? And I try to explain, like, well, they're out and about. If you start, you know, opening your eyes, you'll see outdoor billboards, see Facebook, all this stuff. How are you guys currently, you know, outside of Facebook? Sounds like that's been very, you know, fruitful. But outside of that, how are you guys finding new leads, if you will? And you mentioned referrals and stuff. So how does that all work for you guys?
So we've gotten referrals from referrals.
Wow.
So that's one of our biggest clients that might turn into a great big DMS sale. He's a referral from a referral.
Wow.
So we always go in and, hey, who do you got this week? And then we were told in the beginning, don't just ask for referrals. Ask for a specific industry referral. Because instead, if you ask them a broad statement, they won't be thinking about maybe the plumber. Mm-hmm. So you just go in, you ask about a certain industry. So that's worked really well for us.
And you mentioned advertising yourselves on social media and things like that. How are you guys doing that currently?
Maybe not as much as I should. I think there's a certain algorithm. I haven't figured it out as far as, you know, what's the frequency? What's mm-hmm. the time of day? We always post on there, like when we put up a new screen mm-hmm. and offer the Facebook groups and our page, here's an opportunity to be seen on this screen. So I just try to, sometimes I post motivational quotes. Sometimes I'll post something. A lot of the likes I get, people will engage with when it has nothing to do with advertising. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just say Happy Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. So, and just people will engage that way.
Can you guys think of any specific stories from an advertiser where they've had a lot of success utilizing you guys to get their name out in the community?
There was a lady. She was a personal coach. She got a call like the next day her ad was up. Like, whoa, that was pretty cool because she only specifically wanted the fitness center that we had. I think she was only on a couple screens. So that was amazing.
Yep.
To hear that it happened that quickly. And then other times it's, you know, a little longer, but everybody says, oh, I've seen such and such at a location and the ad looks great and all this kind of stuff. So
yeah, we have a roofing contractor. He does all things roofing or interior work. Mm-hmm. And because of our screens in my small town, we have, that's 1,000 people town. We got 9 screens. And someone from into Kimball, Nebraska, they saw their ad and they got a great big contract after they saw our screens. So then we met up with them and had just a meeting. And they're like, we have to continue this. We just scored a huge job and we appreciate this.
I love that.
And then that's happened with we have a brewery that has partnered with us for a host location. And a guy was in one of our gym location. He was on the treadmill and the brewery ad came up. He's like, I didn't even know you guys existed. So I don't know why he wanted to drink a beer after running on the treadmill, but that's what he went and did. And he went and found that brewery. And then the owner of the brewery's like, that the screen's working. You know, we got a new customer and he's been in here now a few times.
That's phenomenal. And this is a sometimes a harder form of advertising. Obviously, those direct testimonials feel really good and they're really powerful to your clients, of course. But there's so many instances where, you know, someone just out and about in the community to that point is working out the gym. They see the roofing ad. And then Hellstorm comes in. They need a new roof. They call that roofing company. They don't even know why they did it. They're like, I've just been advertised to. So it's nice to have those direct testimonials paired with all the branding impact long term. And I think the longer clients do this, the more those results continue to flourish, at least from what we've seen. What has been the most surprising part of running this business together?
Well, Sarah's never swung at me yet, so I'm kind of surprised with that. Yeah, just how much we, you know, I'm not young anymore, not old either. But you know, you can teach a old guy new tricks. So you know, some of the tech stuff, we've totally taken over all the uploading the ads and everything. So we had to learn how to do that. Sarah doesn't let me touch anything with money. So she does all the contracting and all the billing and all the taxes stuff, but we each have our own little niche.
Yeah.
And as you can see, I never shut up. So, you know, I have a gift for gab, so I can go in and talk to anybody. So, but I never was like that before as much.
Right.
And I enjoy it now. Just chatting with people.
If you guys don't mind, can you speak a little bit on your training and development process here? You know, starting from a different background, not coming into this, you know, like with a ton of sales experience or I imagine any, right? Did you guys have any sales experience before this at all?
No.
None. So no sales experience. I imagine no marketing experience.
I took a class in college.
Okay. So a class.
Yeah.
What about you, Blake? Any marketing experience?
No, definitely not.
So mostly, you know, completely no sales, mostly no marketing. Walking into something totally new. I think number one, that's brave just to say like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to take the leap. I love that. Entrepreneurs are always, you know, doing crazy things it seems like, but that's why they're, you know, the 1%. So I love that you guys are like this. But once you guys did that, right, starting something totally new, learning from scratch, what did it look like day one and how was that training process, you know, from y'all's perspective?
It felt overwhelming, but then I don't know how to explain it. It worked well for our schedule, though, too.
Absolutely. So, yeah. And yeah, those digestible kind of sections, if you will, I feel like are really important as you go through the stages. Because even then, like you said, it's a lot. It's a ton on the front end. You're like, oh, man, it's all these different moving pieces. At what point after that did you feel like it all just clicked? Like, okay, this is what we've learned. We're using it now. And, you know, we're able to utilize that training and stuff.
That might have been when Jeff was out.
Okay.
That was when we could actually see it in action and we could see the host location that we were going to receive, like them light up. They knew that they were what they were going to get and it wasn't a scam, you know, and how Jeff taught us how to do that, you know. And then back to, you know, day one was with you.
Mm-hmm.
You did all of our training. And one of the best things we ever did is, you know, we had to start our business. So we just hired a lawyer. We didn't have anything to do with it. We didn't want to mess that paperwork up. That was the best $1,000 we ever spent. And I tell that to other people, like, that's the best thing you could maybe do. If you want to fast track it and make sure it's legitimate.
In terms of setting up the LLC and all those
things. Everything.
Yeah.
And it was just, we didn't want to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
We had more than full-time jobs anyways.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is Sarah's third job.
Yeah.
So she's quite busy.
Dang. I respect that. Going through these different stages, you guys have been doing this for a few years now. What is your long-term plans? As much as, like you said, things change and, you know, you'll have a plan and it's business, you know, it's life. Things come up and change one way or another. But as of right now, what are you guys looking to do long-term in terms of like how many screens you're looking to put up? What is your ultimate goal with this?
So we're definitely getting to 60 screens.
Mm-hmm.
That's the agreement we're with NTV 360. We're almost there. You know, we're at 48. So we got 12 more to go. And then we hope to transition a little bit more, maybe away from the farm and do this a little bit more full time. I can be more part-time with each. We only get one day off a week working for our billboard business. So we've had really good growth and very fortunate with only one day doing it.
That's insane. So yeah, and it's Thursdays. Because I know every Thursday I get a text from you guys of kind of. I don't think you guys have missed on a Thursday in terms of like. There's always something you've done in terms of closing new deals, advertisers, hosts, what have you. which blows my mind. So how do you guys do that though? You're working full time. You have a, you know, Thursday off, and you're able to go in and do all this work for the business on Thursdays. How are you guys able to structure your time in that way to be that productive each week on that day?
Oh, know how we do it. A lot of evenings, sometimes mornings before I come into work, weekends, just at first it was difficult because I felt like constantly working, but then I figured out, you know, kind of how to do things more efficiently, I guess. And then Thursdays, it depends on what we're doing, but like this week we'll say, well, we need to get more host locations, so let's focus on that. But we don't want to get too, specific, because things come up, you know, you like drive by a place and we're like, oh, maybe we need to stop there. And all of a sudden it's, 5 o'clock and maybe we need to wrap it up. I don't know how we've done it, actually. Just determination.
It is determination. Yeah. It's just, going out and doing it. You don't sit in the car and think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get out of the car and you go do it. Mm-hmm. And, you're not going to get better unless you try. And we failed. You have to fail.
Yeah.
We one of our worst meetings ever was with a furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we were ready. We weren't. We were going to show him the sample ad. We forgot to save it to offline. We were too embarrassed to ask for his Wi-Fi. I ended up showing him sample ad on my phone because I had data. We totally bombed that meeting, but we learned from it. It might have been a bomb, but we learned so much from just that fail. So, we pick up pieces and move forward. And then when we have a goal for the day, a couple Thursdays ago, we wanted to get a host. I picked up Sarah that morning. I was like, we're going to get a host today.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay. So we went all around and, people weren't interested or people weren't around or, we left business cards. The decision maker wasn't there. And then we just happened to go stop in at our brewery and just chatting with them. He gave us a referral to who we should go talk to. We walked in there. We talked to him for, not even making this up, 2 minutes. He was on board, 100% on board, because it was from a referral.
Mm-hmm.
And that restaurant has 500 people a day. So it's now probably one of our more active hosts, has some of the best impression numbers. So
with referrals, and this is such a relationship business like we're talking about, right? But how do you go about asking for that? Is that something you guys ask for? Is it something that comes up organically? How do you guys, utilize referrals and go about that process?
We just ask.
Yeah.
Just don't be afraid.
Yeah. Just be like, hey, we're looking for a certain industry, whether we're talking to a host partner or an advertiser. Advertisers, we have a insulation guy. So right away I asked, hey, do you know a drywall guy? Do you know a guy that does framing? Because you guys all have to work together anyways. There's a step to building a house.
Mm-hmm.
The electrician. So we try to keep it hyper-focused like that as far as who they work with directly. And then the host locations, we'll just ask them. We have a good relationship with them because they're not barely, we have some paying hosts, but most of them don't pay. So we're giving them so much for no cost every month and for a couple years now, some of them. So it's like, hey, help us out on any pizza places or do you know anything like that? And we ask industry specific questions.
I love that. And I love, the example you gave of the furniture store going so poorly. As cliche or corny, I talk about this stuff. You mentioned motivational quotes, like that stuff I live and die by, and I really believe in that stuff. But I think that's so important for people to listen to, especially as entrepreneurs. You're going to fail. You're going to get punched in the mouth, no doubt. And I've seen it before. People shut down and I'm like, oh man, I suck or this sucks or whatever. Or you go the complete opposite route, which you guys did. Like, cool, we learn. Let's get better and we'll go from there. So with this as well, something I want to kind of compliment you guys on and kind of lead to a question. You guys have done such a good job of, number one, interacting with us at all times, communicating at all times, even though this whole support team is here and willing to help. A lot of, sometimes people don't utilize that in its full extent, but you guys have done that and you guys always follow what I deem to kind of be like basically like the blueprint. Like the road is there. If you follow it, I think things will go well. But with that, how are you guys, in your experience, utilizing our support teams and these other teams, graphic design, tech, all that, in your growth throughout this business?
We just follow, you guys already been punched in the mouth. We don't want to get punched in the mouth, hurts. you know, hurts, you know, it's not a physical, but it's emotional, right? Mm-hmm. So, there's not a cookie cutter way to do it, but you guys know all the ways it didn't work. So, and then knowing who to contact here if we have any questions, that's huge. And then, you know, we always get a reply. We might get a voicemail. We might get a text back. It might be an hour later, but everybody's always replied. Mm-hmm. So, and we appreciate everybody's help here, and we couldn't ask for a better team to work with.
If you guys could go back and do one thing different in your journey thus far, building your business, what would that one thing be?
Having the host locations pay to install the TV. Mm-hmm. We should have had to do that right away. I think that was
main.
Which you guys do have them do now, of course, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we started that on screen 25, but to put up the first 24 screens, we paid the handyman to do it. Mm-hmm. My insurance agent said, absolutely do not hang the screen. You're a redneck farmer, and it's going to be hung up with duct tape and baling wire, so please don't do that. That's what she told me. Like, okay, that's harsh. But and now she's one of our biggest advertisers, the insurance lady. We spent thousands of dollars that didn't need to happen. Mm-hmm. And we tried to do a barter with some people, giving them some advertising, and they do be our handyman, and that never worked.
Yeah.
But as soon as we found a handyman that hangs them up for about $150 to $175 a screen, which is pretty good deal. That, and then when you give the host location all that advertising at no cost, they'll pay for $175. Mm-hmm. You know, but then I've been running all the Ethernet cable, and that's a dirty job, but I do that. And then we actually hung up the last screen with the host location partner.
Yeah.
So he helped. So instead of 5 screens, we gave him 10. So
love that. And to your point about leveraging the asset that you have, which is your network, you know, and I think early on it can be kind of scary, and you know, you're just trying to get your business up and running. So I get that on the front end, but that is fantastic advice, especially to any potential or new franchisees listening to this. Outside of that, I guess one final question for you guys. If you guys were talking to someone that was interested in potentially becoming a franchisee, what one piece of advice would you guys give them?
Oh, I have a few.
Okay.
So the first is take good notes, and if you have a Zoom with them, make sure it's recorded so you can review it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get a lot of tractor time in the summer, so I've listened to all your podcasts however many times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get those weekly webinars, so I'll listen to them if I can't attend. I've talked to quite a few franchisees. You know, mm-hmm. they call me. And I always tell him your best bang for your buck is get Jeff involved.
Okay.
He's not only gonna, he'll get you host locations guaranteed, but just listening to him have the conversation is gonna teach you so much. And just the energy he provides, like you don't walk in there all slumped over. Don't be, you know, pity me, sign on, you know, just like, this is a good deal. This is why you need to join. And this is going to work well for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my biggest features. And, you know, and then I always talk to the people that I'm talking to about the franchises, about all the things. I tell them more of what we did wrong. Because, you know, if they follow you guys' model, they will be doing the right stuff. But, you know, it's like our bad meetings, you know, and, you know, we build all of our own Ethernet cables. That saved us hundreds of dollars. Because you can buy 1,000 feet for $70. Or you can go buy a 100-foot cable for $100.
Mm-hmm.
That's a no-brainer, you know. So our first install, I built the first one at night, the night before, and all of a sudden I was a YouTube pro because I watched it on YouTube. I built it, and I was like, I got this. We got on site, and it was terrible. And I got super frustrated because I thought everyone was staring at me, and I was feeling negative towards myself, and I end up having Sarah go buy one from Lowe's, and you know, it cost us, you know, $100 when we didn't need to spend it.
Yeah.
So I like telling everybody how we failed. So then, you know, don't do that.
That's how we grow as a unit. It really is. And like you said, and that's why I love the fact that you guys do utilize the podcast, the webinars, all these other resources. Cause I mean, they're there, to learn and grow. Yeah. And we always, you know, want other people to come up and share those experiences because it really does help. So thank you for that. You guys have been in this for years now. Looking back, if you had the choice, would you do it all again? Are you guys happy with where you're at and you know, the decision you guys made to leap into something totally new and start your business.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd probably just try to negotiate a lower price.
Yeah, I like
you guys,
that.
You guys taught us how to.
Anyone listen? Better. Don't listen to Blake. Don't listen to Blake.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, yeah. But no, we'd totally do it again. Yeah, yeah. Getting into it right away, you know, that first night you calmed our nerves,
yeah.
And we talked about that 20 minutes ago, and you could tell we were like nervous, and you just calmed us down. Like, we're gonna just take this step by step.
That's extremely normal for any business. I mean, my wife's an entrepreneur. I don't know if I've talked about it on this podcast or not, but it's scary. You're like, what have I done? You know, this is insane. I'm, you know, going out there, all the structure that you've ever had in place of, like, you know, even a job and things like that. It's like, well, I'm it now. I'm the person that has to make this happen. So there's so much fear just from that, financials, all that alone. So that's super natural. But I think that's why it's important for people to listen to things like this too, because they're in the same shoes you guys were, what, 3 years ago now or whatever it was. So, so I appreciate you guys even being willing to do all this. And thanks again. You guys are here, you know, on a short visit. Luckily, we were able to have a great dinner last night. You guys are coming in for extra trainings and things like that. So I don't want to hold you hostage here all day. But truly, thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Blake. I appreciate you guys and love working with you guys. And I'm excited to have another conversation in a couple of years, and we can laugh about where you were here and where you're going to be then, and just continue to scale. So thank you both so much. Yeah. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
For more information on how to become an NTV 360 franchisee, please contact us at ntv360.com. NTV 360, watch us.